This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us again on the phone lines, or you can shoot us an email, though that's not the best way to get through. I'm going to try to get to at least one email here tonight, but the phone calls are the primary element, so 800-259-9231. We're going to get you some of the latest on the Afghanistan situation here in a few moments, but first we go to the phones, because that's what the show is about here. Let's talk to the Amp Line unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's me, TSA George.
George, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's been a while since I came up, since I called about snafus and faux pas going on at my airport. I figured I'd, you know, shine you in on the latest poodoo that's going on here.
All right, what's happening?
Well, it's been a week now. We opened up our brand new checkpoints that we have downstairs, and where we're supposed to have an underground train system going on. Well, we got the checkpoints going on, but no underground train system still for a month. So all these passengers got to watch these trains go by completely empty. They can't get on it to the planes because for some reason they can't get the trains to work with four cars. They only work with three. I don't know how that can happen since each car is supposed to have its own electric motor.
I'm a little confused. So there's a new system and
the train system.
They're checking people. They're checking people as though they were to be able to access that system, but they can't actually, in point of fact, access the trains.
Nope, not yet. Not for another month.
So
you got to go. So when you get to the ticket counter, you got to go after you check in. You go downstairs, two levels underground. That's where our new checkpoints are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go through, and then you got to go back upstairs again to grab the big shuttle buses that take you to the outer terminal.
Oh God.
So you basically just kind of shuffling people around through unnecessary steps.
Yeah, it's a total tease, I'm telling you.
That's great.
I mean, I guess once you get it running right, it'll look really cool, because it does look at least kind of nice.
Government construction can look pretty good in the beginning. They spend a whole lot of money on it. It's just down the line after.
It's not actual federal bureaucrats themselves. It's really a contractor.
Sure. It's a contractor.
Sure, but they're getting paid with tax dollars.
But they're getting paid a lot of money, and so, of course, it's going to look good in the beginning. It's just that down the line after a government structure has been allowed to exist for a while, it's the government people that are usually the ones that are upkeeping it and that sort of thing, and they just don't do the best job of keeping things pretty.
And here's another snafu that resulted of us moving down there. Now, apparently, they don't know how to manage the screening workforce so bad that now everybody there on their Wednesday, I don't know why on the Wednesday instead of their Friday, their Wednesday they got to work a double shift, just about like 6 hours overtime mandatory.
Well, overtime's pretty sweet, though, right? I mean, what's a federal government worker get paid overtime?
But if you got child care issues, you know, per se, if you got to drive a long while. Some people drive as far as, like, from West Virginia or the Shenandoah Valley, and that's like a two-hour each-way commute for some of these people.
That is pretty brutal.
Yeah, I know. It's like, and you got to stay there for over 6 hours more, and it's like you got to then fight rush hour traffic going home.
But seriously, though, tell me what a federal employee gets for overtime. I mean, the federal paycheck is time and a half. Okay, and the federal paycheck is pretty decent, as I understand it, anyway. I mean, I'm not going to ask you exactly what you make unless you want to tell us, George. But
I pulled in about 43 last year.
That's
but
not
if
too
you
shabby.
Live in the D.C. area, that's actually not that much. You really need about 50 grand of to actually live decently over here. Now, in your area or most other areas in the country, you know, where the cost of living is not so bad, then, yeah, 43 is pretty good.
Now, do you actually live in D.C., in the city limits?
Well, D.C. area, like I said, Northern Virginia.
Gotcha.
You know, if you can take the metro into D.C., then you live in the D.C. area.
I don't know, man. $40,000, is that accurate? I mean, as far as what it costs to live in D.C., what's the median? What does the average person make? I bet it's not $40,000.
Median income there for a family is over $100,000.
Yeah, but for an individual.
I think it's around $50,000-something.
The average?
If you got a white collar job, like a programming job, something like that.
Yeah, but that's not an average. I mean, that's not.
Well yeah,
what about the median? I guess the median's
a national average.
I'm curious to know what $40,000 is compared to the median worker in Washington D.C. Because you're always taking vacations, George. I mean,
you don't seem to live a real tough life, George.
Right. You're flying all over the place.
Well, the only reason I'm able to is because I get paid vacation in the sense that I work, like, I save up my hours.
Right.
That's how it does here. Like, if you get, like, in my case, the 6 hours every pay period.
Sure. So you get the federal benefits. You get the sweet federal government benefits, which you know, you're not factoring into the $40,000. So after all the benefits are taken care of, maybe it's more like 50 or 60 or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, you probably got me on that.
And what about the pension? I mean, what kind of pension does the TSA make?
I have no idea on that. I use a thrift savings plan on mine like that because I don't trust the pension thing.
I wouldn't
like
trust the pension either, but then again, the government, if they got the money, they will pay it out. The question is, will the federal government exist by the time you're ready to retire?
Exactly. Hence why I have a 401k.
George, thanks for the update. Always appreciate hearing from you, man. Appreciate that. 800-259-9231. Median income in D.C., the D.C. area. I'm curious as to what that is.
Oh, I just look that up on Wikipedia. It's not that difficult.
I imagine that it wouldn't be that hard. 800-259-9231. We go to George in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. George, thanks for taking my phone call.
What's on your mind tonight?
Got a couple points, and then I'd like to ask you guys a question, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
On I believe it was Friday, Mark said that racism wouldn't end until we were all mixed into one race. And
I don't think that necessarily. Okay. Let's go with that. I don't remember saying that particularly, but let's go with it. Let's pretend I said that. Let's just make sure.
Okay. Yeah, you can listen to the Friday show. You did say that, and then you said that there were lots of fat, pink, white people running around the streets in New Hampshire.
Yep.
I've never been there, so I'll take your word for it that there are fat, pink, white people running around. So my question is, I'm here in Mexico right now. There's a lot of fat, brown people running around here.
Okay.
Would you support, white people moving down here?
Yes.
And then mixing with the population, kind of like a tan state project?
Yeah, if that's what they want to do. If they're going to move down there, I wish they were socialists.
Okay, do you support a tan state project? Is that racist to say that?
I don't know. I mean, does it sound racist to you?
I mean, is it racist to say that you want, you know, everyone to mix together to end racism?
George,
I mean,
you're really fixated on this race
thing.
Yeah,
it's like one note George.
What's the thing about the race, exactly?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going off of what you guys were saying, you know.
But you called about this last week multiple times. I mean, what part haven't we cleared up for you, exactly? We're not racist. Some of our callers are.
Maybe I should ask. George, do you think I'm a racist?
I think that you guys are going out of your way to try to pretend that you're not racist. I think that everyone is a racist to some extent.
I agree.
When I listen to the show, you guys make a big show of, like, not being racist. But it's kind of like I hate the term reverse racism. But, you know, you guys use all these terms that are disparaging to white people. Not that
is there something wrong with being self-deprecating, George?
If you're going to be deprecating to one group of people, and I think it's more than just race. I think it's.
Are you going to say I have to deprecate other groups if I'm going to be deprecating toward my own group? No, that's not true. I can deprecate whoever I want to.
Well, also, you can't effectively, George.
You're not being deprecating to your own group because you're being deprecating to a certain. Type of white people, and normally that's poor white people or southern white people. And I know you said that you were from the South, so you know that gives you some.
Yeah, I can make fun of dumb Southerners. Sure, I can do that.
So you don't like it when I use the old country boy accent? You don't like that?
Well, I mean, I called in and I talked to Ian, and
he wants you to discriminate across the board, or he wants to make fun across the board.
In the same way that Chris,
can I be honest?
No, George. It wouldn't be effective, George. It wouldn't be effective, George, because, you see, I can talk about white people because I'm safe doing it. It's like a comedian. I couldn't get out there on the stage and talk about N-words this and porch monkeys that. And I couldn't make all kinds of terrible black epithets on stage.
It wouldn't be
I'd
funny.
I'd be a bigot. More if I do here. It with white people, well, you know, I suppose it might be funny.
I know George said he had something else. We'll bring him back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Josh just absorbing all this. I'm sure he has something to say in a moment. Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. Listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. We're on with OneNote George here from New Mexico tonight, and he's calling tonight. Yeah, as
he's promised a second note.
He's got another note coming up, hopefully, but he's called in tonight to once again continue this discussion, which feels like it's covering the same territory, although slightly different every time you call. To your credit, George, you're talking about racism. You're talking about Free Talk Live and the hosts on this show, and how sometimes Mark and myself are both from both born and raised down in Florida. And so, if I'm doing an accent of somebody who I consider, you know, perhaps of a lower intellect, I might affect a kind of a rednecky sound to my voice. And you've been critiquing me for that, suggesting that I should be equally fair to stupid people of all colors or whatever. I guess the suggestion that all people are you can only be a redneck if you're white. I don't know if that's true. It's probably mostly true, but nonetheless, is that accurate so far, George?
Well, I'm in Mexico, not New Mexico. But
oh, I'm sorry. It said New Mexico here on the call screen. So you're in Mexico tonight. Very good.
Well, I mean, I don't think that because you have a certain accent that makes you stupid.
I didn't say that.
Nope, that's a serious side.
I believe that there are definitely some very intelligent rednecks out there. I know two of them, Jamie and Mike from Wheels Off Liberty at wheelsoffliberty.com.
It's also got to be really hard to be a nuclear physicist with a stupid New York accent, too. Do you mean?
I'm sure there's nuclear physicists that have a New York accent.
Yeah, right. And I'm saying that it's probably going to be hard.
Do you understand that for the purposes of radio entertainment?
I entertain for a living, George.
Right. For the purposes of radio and entertainment, when you do an accent of some sort and you poke fun, you don't have time to put in a disclaimer up front. Well, before I do this redneck accent, I'd like to remind our listeners that we know that not all rednecks are inherently stupid. Now I will proceed with the redneck accent. I mean, come on. We're just having fun here, George.
I mean, but you say you don't put people in boxes and you don't group people together, but I mean,
who said that, George?
You win, George.
You
win. We're racists. We're a bunch of bigots here.
Here's the thing about racist humor.
More to my point, let me give you an example.
Well, hold on that example, Josh. Jump in there.
I just want to make an observation about racist humor. The vast majority of racist jokes aren't malicious in intent. And in fact, if I tell them jokingly, the idea behind them is the more you poke fun at the concept of racism, the more these certain stereotypes just become a joke. They lose their power, and people aren't put off by them so much. So when you start making light of the differences between us, you know, the melanin content of your skin or your cultural differences.
I've heard an awful lot of racist jokes that don't really, go towards healing the races.
I agree.
I would agree with you, George, on that one.
Okay,
right, so with your point.
But let me give you a point on why, kind of an obsession. You call me One Note George, but I mean, here's an example of why the obsession with race colors the broadcasting in a bad light. On Saturday,
what obsession with race are you talking about? You're the one who keeps calling in about it.
Yeah, but you talk about white racism all the time, and it's kind of an obsession with yours.
What are you talking about? I talk about white racism.
The difference between white racism.
On Saturday, you said that the reason why we didn't invade England I know this is a joke. We didn't invade England to free the babies from being taken off life support or whatever was because it's a country full of white people.
What do you
think the U.S. does? And that the U.S. doesn't invade white countries, which is just totally ridiculous. I agree that we invade a lot of brown people. Countries because, there's a lot of stuff in the country where brown people live that we want. But we also invaded Germany. We also invaded, the former Yugoslavian republics. There's a lot of white people there, too. A lot of people died in Italy, invading Italy during World War II. So,
but they're not white Anglo-Saxons, and that's an important distinction.
But to say that we don't invade England because of racism, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean,
well, Josh, George, I agree that that was a little harsh. Like, I didn't like it when Ian was saying it either on Saturday night. What do you think the reason is that we're not invading?
You said it.
I did not say it. You said it. I sort of concurred a little bit, but it made me a little uncomfortable.
Anyway, go ahead.
The reason we don't invade England to free babies?
Why didn't we invade England over these over the babies that they're killing?
Because it's not something that the public would support going to war for.
Why does the public support going to war? Why is it that the politicians managed to rattle the saber over what ostensibly is nothing that went on in Saddam Hussein's Iraq, and we invaded that place? What's that?
Because there's oil there and natural resources.
But England's got all kinds of natural resources, too.
Not really. I mean, there's some oil up in...
Not oil in the same way, but, I mean, if we could take over England, surely there's some good advantages. Those people work hard and produce a lot.
It's a pretty wealthy country.
You don't think the oligarchs that run this country are the same people that run that country?
So you think it's because it's the same people that run England as run the United States? That they wouldn't take it over.
Behind the scenes, pretty much.
Okay. So, do you think that those people's names are Bilderberger, Rothschild?
I don't think that their names are Bilderbergers. I don't know anyone named Bilderberger.
Okay, so
that's
you do
the hotel that they meet in.
Oh, is it? I don't know any of this stuff. I honestly don't. Do you think it might be Rothschild?
That owns the world, or? Is that what you're saying?
He's obfuscating now.
That runs, you know what I'm asking you.
He's asking you if you're a conspiracy
kook. United States.
Are you a conspiracy kook, George?
Do I think that there's a group of oligarchs that control, world events behind the scenes for their own benefit?
Then, yes.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay.
So the reason we didn't invade England is because the same people that run the banks there and run the banks here, that control the media here, that control the media there, they're basically the same network of people. And do you guys not believe that that people network and have common interests?
No, I believe that. Do you believe that those people came from an alien race of lizard men?
No, I don't.
Okay. On your motor vehicle, do you have a Confederate flag sticker anywhere?
No.
No? Do you have a really short haircut? Do you wear Doc Martin boots?
Well, I'm in Caborca, Mexico right now, so, I don't know if the Confederate flag is that popular down here.
I don't know either.
So, I mean, maybe I could ride around with it and they wouldn't care, so.
Maybe.
I don't know. What is your point to this?
Oh, I'm just asking you questions.
Thanks for the call, George. Okay. Appreciate hearing from you. Just trying to learn a little bit about him, right? Whoever he is.
Yeah, whatever.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
What's going to be the hot seat? I know how to do that, too.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want.
We got to get quick to this break so I can get the word from my Bilderberg masters as to what to say. Yeah.
You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got live streams, a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI, our main sponsor, does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customer and treating your clients with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Going unscreened again to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Hi, this is Matt in Maryland tonight.
Matt, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard George talking, and he invoked a call that I made on Saturday. And I would just like to say that I think George takes things too seriously sometimes. I obviously never really thought that we should, that the United States military should invade England. And as you had pointed out, throughout the whole call, you were saying all that with your tongue firmly placed in your cheek.
As far as the statement about the United States military invading England because they're allowing babies, premature babies, to die.
To die, right. And the point that I was making there is that they did use that exact same scenario, or pretty close to that exact same scenario, to justify going into Kuwait. There was some girl that got up in front of Congress and told a story about Iraqi soldiers taking babies out of incubators.
Yep,
so
it's true.
Could steal the incubators. So I think that George is, I don't know, he's got some kind of a weird problem. He just takes things a little too seriously, if you ask me.
I don't know if he really takes things too seriously.
It might be just that we're you know, that we're gatekeepers from the new world order. That's his problem.
I don't know how much he believes in all that stuff.
I don't either.
I'm not sure what to think about George because we've never really, at least I don't recall any other phone calls.
He doesn't want to answer any questions. I can tell you that.
I don't recall any other phone calls the guy has ever made to this show, except within the last week on this one issue, or week or so, on this one issue of basically trying to bust Free Talk Live as being racist or at the very least inconsistent. I mean, he made the claim that he thinks everybody is racist, and I don't know if that is true.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I think all human beings have sort of an innate faculty to be curious and maybe put off by things that are different. And, you know, I grew up in New Hampshire. I may have made 10 colored friends in my life, and that's not for lack of trying. That's just demographics.
Yeah.
I think that we all might have a prejudice, or we all might tend toward being prejudiced, but I wouldn't call it racism, since racism itself, at least in my understanding of racism, is the belief that one race is better than the other, whereas you might be, you know, prejudiced, you might be a little suspicious or not quite as willing to
You might be positively prejudiced as well.
I think that's a great observation that prejudice is more likely, I think, than racism. And I think that as far as the prejudice is concerned, probably a lot of it comes from culture. I mean, there's a lot of it out there in the media. Of course, there's a lot of parents that raise their kids with some very destructive, despicable ideas about people that look differently from them. And as those people get older, for instance, the little girls, the Prussian blue girls, we've talked about them on this program. Mm-hmm. Their mother has randomly called the show because we're on in Kalispell where they live. But these are two little teenage girls that were brought up in a very racist home. The parents are essentially KKK. I don't know if they're in the KKK, but they're definitely white power people.
You get that impression, that's for sure.
They're sick. And I mean, the guy, her grandfather brands his cows with a swastika, just to give you an idea of how sick these people are. But they're brought up in this environment, and they were taught to and indoctrinated into it, and they were taught to sing these songs, these white power songs, and they were turned into this little white power star singing duo. And now that they're getting older, there was a great documentary that was done about them, I think within the past couple of years, and the name of it is escaping me right now, but I'm sure if you just go and look for Prussian Blue and documentary, you'll find it. But in this documentary, you can see that, you know, they're turning maybe 14, 15, 16, that age, and they're starting to think for themselves, and they're not going along with their mom and what she's been kind of the puppet master the entire time, giving them orders and diktats as to what to do. They're sticking up for themselves a little more often. They seem to be developing their own personalities, and it must be very difficult for their mother dealing with that situation. But how difficult must it be for them growing up in a household where it's just hate all the time against people of a different belief system or a different skin color, and then having to come out of that and experience the real world and then come to the conclusion, the correct conclusion, that people are just people and individuals, human beings, should be judged on what they individually say and do, not what plot of land they were born on or what church their parents go to or all of those other things. So how much of a challenge is it for somebody who's in their position to completely change their belief system? So we've got people like that, and it's spread all throughout culture. So yeah, prejudice is real. I think that's a good answer, Matt.
Well,
right.
Racism is something that has to be learned or taught. Take an example. When I was about 4 years old, I met a black kid of the same age for the first time outside of a laundromat where our parents were doing laundry, and we had a little argument. I don't think you can call it as racism. It was simple. I had never seen a brown person before, and I commented on him and asked him, and he insisted that he was black, and we just bantered back and forth about what color his skin actually was. But we had no
4-year-old conversation.
Yeah, there's no imprint of racism in there to judge him, you know, culturally, historically, or as a person, just based on that color.
It's pretty clear that, you know, he was brown, not black, right?
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I think that that you're right, that and that when you're young and easily impressionable, and you kind of get falsely taught these types of things, it is difficult to overcome. Maybe George is himself trying to come to some kind of terms with something that he learned in his youth and that maybe wasn't quite so true.
Interesting observation that he might be projecting his own issues onto Free Talk Live.
Right, exactly.
Thanks for that, Matt. Appreciate that. Any other thoughts tonight? Right.
No. I'm near TSA George. I'm in Bethesda. Hi, TSA George.
No, good luck at the airport, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, presuming that's the direction he's going. 800-259-9231. So I'm with you, Mark. I mean, I wish that we didn't have to deal with prejudice and racism and things like that.
I also think that it's not racist to want a little variety. The fact that
which is one of the original things that he tried to pick on us for. Because
the fact that we've said that we want to see different ethnicities up here
in New Hampshire
is not racist.
Where it's 97%,
I think it's 97%,
white?
And it's probably even more so in the town that the metro in which we live. I think it's 99% in the town I live. You know, that's just a lot of people that are similar skin tone. I would just like to see some different variety in the
and
same way that
just,
I like. Like
not,
to have different types of food, wear different types of clothes, just want different experiences.
Well, it's not just from the visual aspect. It's also because people who have different skin tones tend to come from different cultures and therefore bringing different flavors of experiences into the cultural mix in the area and maybe bringing their, opening up a restaurant that might not otherwise be found here. I mean, you can't find Somalian food here, but there's a Somali, there's a group of Somalis that live out in the Portland, Maine. So bringing other people in from different with different skin colors is going to bring other aspects to the economy. And
please bring the Vietnamese into to Keene, New Hampshire.
You've been looking for pho noodle soup ever since you got
3
here.
Years now.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
Am I a racist for wanting to eat pho noodle soup?
I don't know. Apparently you'd be racist if you didn't like any of the other the people that tried to make pho noodle soup.
But they haven't been.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on race, prejudice, or whatever is on your mind if you dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number. Brought to you by Stakel CAI. The number is 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. And we will take your calls about anything. Tonight, it's Ian joining you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, as you've been hearing people use, you can also get the amp-only forum and more. Go and get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls about what you want. It's Scott in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
How you doing, Mark, Ian, and Josh?
Hey, Scott, what's on your mind?
Well, you mentioned Afghanistan earlier. I just wanted to get in a little talk with that, if we could.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, you know that I'm a spiritual man, and we are fighting in Afghanistan. We're still having fighting going in Iraq.
You're fighting in Afghanistan? I thought you were in Wisconsin, Scott.
No, they're still fighting.
They are. Yeah. Right. Okay, right. Gotcha.
Our soldiers.
Well, they're not my soldiers. Are they yours?
Well, let's just look at the broad topic.
I see where you're coming from. It's all right. I'm just picking on you. Go ahead.
I know. Well, in Ezekiel of the scripture, it has mention about Gog and Magog.
What's that?
Tabol and Rouge in the Bible.
It sounds like a foreign language. What is that?
That's a prophecy in the Holy Bible.
I see.
But we got a dangerous situation going on over in the Middle East. In the Ezekiel of the scripture, it says Russia, Iran, there's five countries that
are going
to come.
They prophesized the existence of these nations thousands of years they were formed.
They didn't have those.
Let me just finish here. Okay, then you can comment. Russia, you know why Obama scrapped that anti-missile thing? Because Russia is going to come across with Iran because Israel is going to soon hit Iran's nuclear facilities.
Are you saying that the Bible predicts that? Is that what you're saying?
It's in the scripture. That's correct.
Let me see if I've understood you so far. You're saying that the Bible says that Israel will attack Iran and it'll hit their nuclear facilities, and what will happen then?
Well, I'm saying that that possibly that's a good thing that could happen right now.
Does that mean there will be a nuclear explosion? I'm just trying to clarify. Does that mean they're going to just raid their facilities, or will there be an explosion, or what are you predicting?
Well, no. It's going to be hit with fighter jets first, like they did with Iraq.
Okay.
But the question is, does because a lot of the machinery that's in Iran is, of course, with their Bushehr, with that nuclear plant is that Russia owns. It's a very dangerous situation because it tells that they will all come as part, with part of Germany and Turkey, too.
Now, Mark, you've read the Bible through at least a few times. You spent 9 years in prison, so you had a lot of time on your hands to read that thing.
I've heard
Do you remember this part?
Gog and Magog referred to as anything from, sort of northeastern Asia Minor to the Soviet Union.
What about the fighter jets?
Russia.
Does it talk about
a swath of land there?
I mean, really, you can, when you're talking about some of these prophets, I mean, you're talking about guys who lived out in the woods.
That's pretty future. Of them to predict an actual fighter jet attack on a nuclear facility.
They would have been considered madmen in their time, and they're probably madmen now.
But are you saying that was actually in the Bible, the whole fighter jet attacking
They didn't mention fighter
facility?
Jets.
What about the nuclear weapons?
No, they didn't mention nuclear weapons.
Where are you getting this from, Scott? I'm just trying to understand.
Okay,
you started the verse. What is the verse?
Back in 1981, what did Israel do to Iraq? They went in and hit their nuclear facilities. Okay?
Uh-huh.
What I'm trying to say is that Israel has claims that Iran is building a nuke. Okay? It doesn't matter. Iran has probably the third largest oil reserve in the world on it, and they can trade with Russia for a nuclear missile. It doesn't have to be built. And what I'm trying to say is that this will start out with the military planes.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody does launch a nuke, that whole area in the Bible says one-third of the population will be wiped out.
Okay, so what you're saying, if a nuke happens now, is the Bible unsure about whether or not a nuke will actually be dropped?
Well, I tell you that if, Iran shoots a nuke at Israel, Israel's not going to hesitate.
So you see,
I know in the Bible, in Revelation, it says Babylon, which is in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
will be totally destroyed. There will be no life on it.
Ever happened?
Pardon me?
Has that ever happened up to this point?
I don't think Babylon, I can't answer that, but I know that this big war is coming.
Scott,
and it's a very dangerous one.
Here's my concern.
Bad. I agree that
here's my concern
bad.
Here is that so far they haven't been able to, with anybody who's making any predictions, not just in the Bible but any place,
Nostradamus,
right? They haven't been able to show conclusively that these predictions mean anything. Secondly, Paul clearly said in one of his epistles that Jesus was coming soon. Okay, now I don't think that if you can use anyone's
soon
time
can mean anything,
right? You can use anyone's timeline, but soon by a world that is at the time that he wrote it was 4,000 years old, likely could not possibly mean more than 2,000 years from the time that he wrote it. So, or getting close to, or about 2,000 years from the time that he wrote it. So, I mean, there to me is a very, obvious prediction, and it's very obviously wrong. So, to me, what that does is that throws every prediction that the Bible has into, an extraordinarily dubious light. What do you think?
Well, do you believe in the King James Old Bible?
I believe that if the King James Version was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me.
Okay. What you're trying to say that with this powder keg that's over in the Middle East right now, that you don't think that the situation that will blow up in the future?
Oh, I'm certain that the situation will blow up over there, and I'm certain that given long enough, the situation will blow up everywhere, including Antarctica. As a matter of fact, you can take that as a prediction right here on Free Talk Live. There will soon be a war on Antarctica, and I've got 2,000 years to be right.
And is looking for clues to this powder keg in an ancient text really going to solve
the right
problem
direction
at
to
all?
Go?
Well, that way Scott can say he was right.
Being aware of the situation and calling your shot is good and all, but what are you as an individual or what are we as a collective really doing about it? I mean, being aware of it is helping.
Scott, your response?
Well, you guys, you know, you always think that Scott's crazy from Wisconsin. But you know what? You're going to find out down the road that it's going to be a big wake-up call for you guys and many others because that is in the Scripture, and the Scripture doesn't lie. And
well, now, how do you know that?
You said you were right, Scott.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know?
The whole situation over there is so tense right now.
Yes, you're right. There's going to be a war over there. I just don't know what the Bible has to do with it.
Well, how can you say, Scott, so certainly that the Scripture is right?
I just explained to you, Mark.
Yes, sir.
I challenge you to go home after your show tonight and read Ezekiel chapter 38-39.
Yeah, screw spending time with your wife and son, dog and cat. You should be reading the Bible.
And then I'll call in down the road and you can tell me.
But wait, Scott, I want to know why you're so certain that your Scripture, as you call it, is correct. How can you be so certain?
Well, because the Bible was written by
men,
the disciples.
It was written by men. It was edited later by other men, right?
Which the angels of the Lord came down to give them.
By what evidence do you have, sir?
What does Vishnu the Destroyer have to say about this?
I have it from the Bible.
Scott, follow me with this real quick.
Okay.
You're telling me that the evidence that you're using to prove that the Bible is true is that it's written in the Bible. And what I'm telling you is, what if it was actually Satan? What if it was actually Satan who was controlling the men who actually edited the Bible? Never thought about that one.
Okay, well, ask Mark this then. Was Apostle Paul...
Apparently you're the only one here, Mark.
Was Apostle Paul being led by Satan when he wrote the Scripture?
I'm of the opinion that the Apostle Paul's epistle should not have been included in the Bible. I think that's the largest mistake that the editors of the Bible made to put
a man
who never saw Jesus in the Bible and a man who never placed Jesus on the planet Earth.
Was it?
He never said Jesus was in Jerusalem or Jesus from Nazareth. He never said any of these things. He just talked about Jesus as though he's some sort of historical figure.
Mistake or
like
satanic
Hercules.
Plot? Thank you for the call, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. 800, by the way, I don't believe in Satan. Just was asking because how does he know? How can you be so sure that this old book is the truth? What, because mom and dad told you? Because the preacher told you? Because it's written in the old book? None of that is conclusive. Hour 2's coming up. You take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.